T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This morning, we've got U.S. Congressman Billy Long on the phone with us, also a candidate for the United States Senate. Billy, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. It's great to have you back on the radio. So things are starting to heat up. We are less than 4 weeks out, 3.5 weeks now from Election Day.
Yeah, exactly. And on August the 2nd, we should have our next United States Senator, not just the Republican nominee, but we should have our next United States Senator, because it was going to be very problematic for any Democrat to even get close to any of us that win that primary until Jack Danforth decided to meddle in the race. I have no idea what he's thinking. My opinion is he's not thinking, but this thing of picking up a carpetbagger that doesn't live in Missouri, that rented a house or apartment in Kansas City a couple of weeks ago, decided to uproot his kids and register him to go to school here. It's Ross Perot 2022 style. You remember Ross Perot handed Clinton the presidency because he ran as an independent, peeled off Republican votes? That's exactly what Jack Danforth is going to do in this race, and it's repugnant. It's repulsive. I have no idea what he's thinking.
Well, you know, my two cents is that he would rather see a Democrat get elected to try to make his point that he thinks the Republican Party in Missouri is too conservative. I think he'd rather see a Democrat elected.
Exactly. He got his feelings hurt severely when his golden boy, when his protege, Josh Hawley, did some things he did not approve of on January 6th, and he did everything he could, mustered the forces, got Hawley elected, and then bailed on him at the first opportunity and said it was the worst decision of his lifetime. Well, I've got news for him. I always thought that voting for Mitt Romney was the worst decision of my lifetime, but I'm on a, you know, it's tied now with my votes for Jack Danforth and Mitt Romney. I wish I'd never voted for Danforth. But, and the thing that people don't understand, you talk to any Democrat, you mentioned Jack Danforth, they immediately go to Clarence Thomas. They think Jack Danforth spoke up for, put Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court, which is a Republican. I loved it when Jack Danforth did that. All conservatives love Jack Danforth for doing that, for getting Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. But do you seriously think, I mean, when as an independent, you got to peel off Democrat votes, Republican votes, and all this guy has to have is 10,000 signatures by August 1st. The Democrats will flood to him and get him 10,000 signatures because they know that Jack Danforth is, I mean, after all the trials and tribulations and all the Hartzlers and Schmitz and Greitens and McCloskeys and Schatz and Long and everything that's been going on for over a year now, I mean, if that Danforth doesn't back off and Wood doesn't back off, it's all been for naught. It's going to be a Democrat, period. Case closed. It's not even close. I mean, what is this, a 53-47 state, 53 Republican, 47 Democrat maybe?
Right.
We don't have 10 or 12 points to cast into the wind to salve Jack Danforth's feelings over Josh Hawley. I mean, we don't have it. And they're going to hand this race. Wood doesn't have a prayer of ever being a United States Senator. And neither does the Republican nominee if they keep this up. Now, my only solace in this thing, my only hope, is that just like everyone else, they're so bent out of shape with keeping Greitens out that if anyone but Greitens wins the primary, I'm hoping that Danforth and Wood will back off and say, just kidding. I'm hoping they're doing this as an insurance policy in case Greitens is the nominee to, you know, keep him out of the Senate. But I'm just furious about this thing. I saw the ad for the first time last night, Danforth, and it's really sad. I mean, it's almost like watching Joe Biden. I mean, when I go to funerals, you never see me walk up to the front and look in the casket, because if I'm going to Mark Tuck's funeral, I want to remember you like I saw you the last time in person. I don't want to remember you laying there in a casket, and I want to remember Jack Danforth as the senator that he was, not what he's become, the old fellow now that's at the tail end of his life that's trying, you know. And in his ad, I tweeted out last night, I said, I'm not positive, but I think Danforth just endorsed me, because on the ad it says it's so important to vote for an independent, for, you know, an independent for United States Senator. And I'm like, you're not going to find anyone more independent than Billy Long. So I think that, I think maybe he endorsed me last night.
So, Congressman, it's interesting. I'm hoping it's a long time before you have to get an invitation to my funeral. But I think the comparison here is an interesting one. So what we're worried about in the general election is the vote being watered down, or votes being taken away from the Republican nominee for the Senate there. In the primary, what we've known for a long time is that with at least six or seven candidates running, you're watering down the vote there too, right? Just like we did for governor back when Eric Greitens got elected. I mean, I think the other three candidates probably watered down the vote enough to allow Eric Greitens to win. Are you worried about that in this primary in 3 weeks?
No, not at all. I mean, you were talking about, I heard you quote in a poll there in St. Charles County where Schmidt's up by 6 points in one, you know, senatorial district, and Jeff Rose poll Remington, you know, who is the consultant for Eric Schmidt. It's amazing. Right. Every time that Remington polls, Schmidt comes out on top. And when Hartzler's people poll, guess what? Hartzler comes out on top. And when Greitens' people poll, he comes out on top.
Yeah.
Eric Greitens, there's too many Erics in this thing. And I understand that Eric Greitens has agreed to debate next on the 11th, next week in St. Louis, and I'm going to be at that debate. I'm going to be there with Eric Greitens debating, and I don't think that Schmidt has accepted. The other day they said he had not accepted. So, you know, he's still chicken Schmidt. He won't show up anywhere. But if you go down to the 8th district, you talk to Jason Smith, how strong Eric Greitens is in the 8th. Over here in the 7th district, he's very strong. So, I mean, up in St. Louis, that's not where you might, you know, water down the vote. You've got how many, four people from St. Louis area running?
Yes.
You've got Greitens and Schmidt and Schatz and McCloskey in there and splitting up the St. Louis vote, and that makes it easier for Greitens down here in the 8th and the 7th to win the thing. So I'm not concerned. Whoever wins this thing, it's been a hard-fought battle all the way around. I've done the very best I can. If people vote for me, they know they're going to get the same guy they've gotten for the last 12 years. Very conservative voting record, by far the most conservative voting record in the race. If you vote for Eric Schmidt, are you getting the new, improved Eric Schmidt that hates China and sued China? Or are you getting Eric Schmidt that tried to put a Chinese hub in St. Louis? And Eric Schmidt, they called the 9th Democrat senator in Jeff City. And the Eric Schmidt that sold our farmland, 40,000 acres, to a Chinese company along with Smithfield Foods, changed the law so that could happen? Or are you getting the new one that hates China? Vicky Hartzler, are you getting the one that's tied with Liz Cheney in three categories of liberal voting record? Or are you getting the new Vicky Hartzler that got a good CPAC score last year because she handed her voting card over to her consultants and decided to actually vote like a conservative for 1 year out of the 12 she's been there? So you get Billy Long, warts and all. I'm an acquired taste. I realize that. But I'm hopeful that people will look at that ballot. I think Lewis is the first one on the ballot, and then Schmidt, Long, and Greitens all grouped up, 2, 3, and 4 on the ballot. And I'm hoping they'll look at Schmidt and say, do I want this guy that sued over a natural disaster, sued three little hourly employees on the duck boat tragedy in Branson twice after he got thrown out the first time? Or do I want the Eric Greitens that, you know, had all his frailties and foibles as governor? Or do I want Billy Long in the middle that has never embarrassed himself, never embarrassed his family, never embarrassed the state of Missouri, has a conservative voting record? He's plain spoken, plain, you know, he's not polished at all, let alone politically polished. And I'm hoping that people will see my name between the two Erics and say, hey, we'll vote for that fat boy down there in Springfield.
I think you maybe need an ad kicking in a front door or with a blowtorch, one of the two, don't you?
Well, someone said that I needed to do the hook scene from The Dark Knight. They tweeted that out the other day. They said, now that we've got Greitens kicking in a door, and this is another thing I want to propose to Eric Schmidt, bring your blowtorch next week on the 11th when we debate in St. Louis. If that's what it takes to make you feel like a big tough guy, bring it on. Bring your blowtorch on stage. It won't bother me at all, and I'm sure it won't bother Greitens. I don't know if Greitens will bring any smoke grenades or anything, but I'm going to be there, and I hope that both Erics – Greitens has already agreed to debate. Schmidt is not. So if it makes him feel better, makes him feel like a big tough guy, bring that blowtorch and stand there on the stage with us. It'll make you feel good.
You know, Congressman Billy Long is our guest, and just to talk about a national issue that's affecting everyone right now, gas prices. We heard Kamala Harris cackling about it yesterday. She thought there was some humor in how high gas prices are. And then we find out that Joe Biden released all these millions of barrels of oil from our Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and a lot of our oil found its way to Europe and Asia and China. How did that happen?
The elections have consequences. Donald J. Trump filled our oil reserves at $33 a barrel, something like that, and Biden's dumped them out at over $100 a barrel. None of it makes any sense. These policies, they truly want you to pay as much as possibly, humanly possible, for a gallon of gas so that they can get you on technology that's 20 years out as far as wind and solar and everything that all these electric vehicles. What makes the power for these Teslas? I mean, you know, you got to burn coal to get that electricity to your Tesla, but at least, again, you feel good about yourself. Kind of like if, you know, Schmidt would bring his blowtorch to the debate next week, he can feel good about himself. If you drive a Tesla and you can laugh like the Democrat congresswoman did as she went by the gas stations in her Tesla, you know, but I guess everybody needs to go out and buy a $50,000 Tesla and have no one tell them that it's coal that's powering the thing.
It's a great point. Congressman, tell them how they can find out more about you.
BillyLong.com. I can use your help. I can use financial support. I can use sign location. We put up over 154x8 signs, and we're still doing it. So if you got a sign location for us, holler at us. We'll get out there. But the phone number is 417-88-FED-UP. 417-88-FED-UP, because I'm fed up and I'm not having it. And the website, again, is pretty complicated. It's BillyLong.com. Don't vote wrong. Long, and don't be silly. Vote for Billy.
All right. Billy Long, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.